Game time live from the Next Gen Male Medical Clinic Zone Studios. Nick Baugh with you all the way up until 2 o'clock. Talking a lot of spring game, a lot of Masters, a lot of Tiger Woods, and that's where we'll go to the phones. Kurt wants to talk a little Tiger. What's up, Kurt? Appreciate your patience. Fire away.
Hey, Nick. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I'm not a Tiger fan. I respect his abilities. An amazing golfer, but I don't like necessarily root for him.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if you saw the interview Saturday afternoon night when they found out that they're going to have to bump up the tee times, and they asked Tiger, what time are you going to, you know, get your body moving?
Yeah.
He said, like, 3:30 in the morning.
Yep.
Which blew my mind. Like, I'm almost 40 years old, and I don't know. I mean, and I get it. He's got a fused body. He's got some stuff that he needs to do to get it moving, but I give him a lot of respect. That's incredibly amazing that he can pull that off after waking up at 3:30 and beating a bunch of kids half his age.
Yeah, Kurt, I appreciate the phone call. I bet. Appreciate it. I think he woke up at 3:45 a.m. and he has an entire process he has to go through to get his back and body all warmed up and ready to go. My guess is a lot of those other guys, you know, like Jordan Spieth or Ricky Fowler, they rolled out of bed like an hour before they ate McDonald's on the way to the course and, like, stretched for 10 seconds and then just was off and running. You know, like, there's a lot that goes into, to getting his body ready to play.
It's one of those things, like, I always joke about this, but I'm so serious, is that as I get older, I need that much more time to stretch. So I can't do any physical activity without a 30-minute stretch.
It got to where, by the end of my college basketball career, it got to where I needed probably 45 minutes to an hour just to get my body ready to practice. Like, the amount of things but it got to where, I mean, Dane Altman had the line of the century to me when at one point when he, in the training room, I had people working on my knee, my back, my foot, and Coach Altman walked in and said, "Bud, if you were a horse, I think we'd put you down." But that's how it got to where I needed 45 minutes just to be able to go practice.
Oh, man.
And that wasn't even where, it wasn't like at 45 minutes I was full speed. Like, it was like I had to do all this stuff just to get my body warmed up to get ready to warm up. The idea of just going? No. I mean, Lord. Good Lord. That's where there's just so many different elements to this thing where you're like, okay, I don't know if I'm more amazed at the physical comeback from Tiger, because the physical comebacks are a real one. Like, I just saw a graphic. I had to, like, take a picture of it on the screen that chronicles his injury history. So in 2008, Tiger tore his ACL. He won a major on a torn ACL. 2010, neck injury. 2011, sprained MCL. And I believe he tore his Achilles, or he hurt his Achilles, then he tore his Achilles. Then 2014, back surgery. 2015, back surgery. 2017, had another back surgery, spinal fusion. Like, this guy was literally completely broken. So just to get to where he could play golf again is remarkable. I mean, try to have someone just endure all that and then get them to where they can play 18 holes once a week. And so for him to get to where he can not only play golf again, but to, like, play it at a high level, incredible. But then there's obviously the personal side of it too, where for so long, it always felt like when he came back, you could tell he still was fighting himself mentally. And he always seemed quick to want to blame, like, his club or blame the course, or he'd kind of stare at the gallery if someone made a noise. Like, and then to become a laughingstock, to become the butt of, like, late night jokes, you know, David Letterman, Jay Leno, become, like, you're the guy everyone laughs at. Remember, he had to go to the sex addiction clinic. Everyone knows about, I mean, imagine everybody knowing about your deepest, darkest secrets and transgressions and horrible things you've, I mean, We're all flawed, just to varying degrees. And it just, it is remarkable. The personal comeback, the physical comeback, the mental comeback. And I think the fact that, you see all the different golfers that were waiting for him afterwards to shake his hand and congratulate him and celebrate with him? Like, that to me is extremely telling in how he's different as a person with the other guys on the tour. For 97 to 2008, he was like standoffish, cold, uninterested in getting to know or build a relationship with anybody else on the tour. And now he's not. There's a softer side of Tiger that is clearly there. And that is something that I feel like is easy to root for. You know, I mean, I think Tiger and some, and again, it's like, I mean, he didn't kill anybody. I mean, he was just a dirtbag in his marriage, you know, and he didn't treat people well around him during that time. But boy, if you can't root for someone to better themselves, to me that says more about you than it does Tiger. That's how I see it. There was some big news for Fred Hoiberg, really big news that we got to get into. There was a decision yesterday that came down in the world of college basketball that just makes you go, well, is it ever really going to change? Is it ever really going to change? We'll get into all that before the end of the show. Mike Schaefer is going to stop by at the bottom of this hour. Verr still to come in the 1 o'clock hour. Game time.